take a bit of time to settle into your meditation posture. Create for yourself a nice solid base in the lower half of the body. Feel really planted, rooted. Incorporate a sense of the hands and the lap into this. Getting more and more settled. And as you feel ready, cultivate as well a sense of uplift through the torso, through the top of the head. So there's a sense of sitting upright and alert without being tense. Sitting in a way that engages approach to this moment, moment to moment to moment, opening, approaching. Being sure to stay embodied in this way throughout the practice. Taking good care of your eyes. When they're wandering, the mind is wandering. Let the eyes be soft and downwards and still. And along with this attitude of approach, opening, a friendliness which we might be able to instill with a wee bit of a smile. Not forced, but just a gentle smile of greeting the moment. Feeling that at the corners of the eyes and the lips. As you sit in this way, approaching with friendliness each moment, noticing how the breath may be beginning to show itself within the container of the body. You needn't force the breath unless it helps you to begin to notice it a little more easily. You could do that, some full breaths for a short bit. And then when you feel that you've been able to connect with it, just letting the breath be how it is, moment to moment to moment. Might abide with this felt sense of body and breath, feeling the whole breath moving the whole body, breath and body together, if that feels easy, accessible. Or if you prefer, let attention be more focused on breathing at the belly, or the chest, the nostrils. Choose an anchor for your awareness. Whatever feels easy. Whatever helps you to continue to approach with friendliness, whatever the moment dishes up. Sounds, thoughts, emotions will come and go in the background of awareness. Just let them come and go as you continue to anchor in the present moment through your chosen anchor. Some experiences may sweep you away for several seconds, even minutes, and those are worth noting, giving them a label, recognizing them, allowing them to be here, and letting them move through. Letting it all be welcome, yet not being hijacked by anything. Coming back to the anchor in the present moment. noticing if there's any wanting or aversion for what is showing, and opening to the felt sense of wanting or not wanting, feeling it through the body, mind, heart, letting it too move through. And then reestablish your anchor through body, through breath. Sometimes we get swept away because there's restlessness or worry, or it's opposite a dullness of mind and body, a sleepiness. Again, you can open to these experiences as they show. Be mindfully aware of them. And through the mindfulness, your energy may subside, and you can reestablish the anchor that you had intended. Sometimes, too, we fall off our anchor because we're being seduced by doubt, which can be very slippery. Am I doing it right? Is she leading it right? Is this the right practice for me? I can't do this. This is too hard. So it really helps to label these experiences as doubt. Doubt, doubt, and feel them too through the body. Maybe it's an old familiar tape that you've been telling yourself over decades. And then as doubt diminishes, reside back in your anchor. Remember that each time we notice wandering mind, that the mind has wandered, we're actually mindful. We're here. Each moment of wandering is equally matched by each moment of mindfulness. And this is the training. And in these last few moments of our practice, we might ask ourselves, how might I dedicate any benefits, any merit from this practice? To what? To whom? Going forward into the next few moments, the day. That my practice may benefit more than just myself. And often we don't quite know what the actual benefits of the practice are until we do move into the next few moments afterwards. So it's a matter of trust that there are benefits. To what, to whom would I like to dedicate my practice? And perhaps expressing that silently to yourself as an aspiration, may I? May I be there for others? May I be grounded as I speak to others. May I approach life from a place of truth. How would you express it? And then just feeling breath and body together.